Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Yes, we're all crazy. You just got to decide which brand of crazy you are. And this week, we have got a new kind of confession all about exes. Kelly Cheese has got it for you.
This one comes from Laura in Buckhead. She says, Jeff and Jen, my ex recently dumped me and instantly started posting pics of him and a new woman all over his Instagram and Facebook. I'm really salty about it, so I started to mess with him, and I've started liking all of his pictures, so his new woman always sees my name pop up and gets jealous.
Oh.
Is anyone else my kind of crazy girl?
Is there anything more annoying if you are a woman who's been dating a guy for a period of time to the point where he is your boyfriend? Is there anything that grates your nerves more than him dumping you and finding a new woman within like 3 weeks?
Just relationship jumping right to the next person and then posting about it.
Because they're so, because at the beginning of the relationship.
You're so public about it. You're like, wait a minute. I was in those pictures 3 weeks ago.
Because the beginning of the relationship, you know what I mean? Like, that's when, you know, their farts smell like peppermint and their hair feels like silk.
It's that honeymoon phase.
Yes. So you got out of a relationship where they're terrible. Right? And then he's in a new one. He's like, she's perfect. I love her.
Oh, and you can just feel the love oozing from every caption on every post. You're like, oh, that's pretty savage to like it. 404-263-0941 if you can say that this is your kind of crazy. I actually know somebody who does this, but it's not to an ex-boyfriend. It's to like an ex-group of friends. So this one person is no longer friends with the group anymore. For good reason, she's not friends with the group, but everybody's still friends with her on social media. So she's constantly liking the pictures when everybody gets together.
Same thing, same plan is.
Do you know? So like girls' night happens, there's a group photo and she's not included anymore, but she goes in and likes them a lot.
Does she go even further and ever comment? Like,
sometimes.
Looking good, ladies. Miss y'all.
Yeah. And it's like, I know that that's your way of saying, I see you. I still see you. I know I'm not there, but I know that you're getting together. So
I want to ask you more questions about this, but I don't want to call out the person. And I feel like that I would be calling out the person. So I won't ask you any more questions.
Yeah, but I can't really dive deep on that one. I can just say it's happening.
Has it happened recently?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
So I think so. Totally got it. All right. If our phones and computers are working as they should be, because we're having some technical stuff, I think we're going to be talking to a woman named Cassie next, who takes us to a whole new level.
As I understand it, she reaches out to her exes to send gifts, but not the kind of gifts that you think. We'll find out next.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Stephanie in Paulding, you can say that's your kind of crazy, right?
Absolutely. I actually, with a past year, I had some drama with a friend. And then, like, right after the drama that she started, she moved on to another friend. And now I'm friends with that friend. And so we just go around and liking her posts now.
You're like, I see you. I'm still out here living my best life and liking all your pictures.
All right,
and now we're friends, so now you're just mad.
Stephanie, pay attention to the savage artistry of one Cassie, who I think is in Brookhaven. She has taken this whole, like, seeking revenge on your ex, making him jealous thing to a whole new level. So, Cassie, welcome to the show. This is your kind of crazy, correct?
Yes, I dated a guy like 12 years ago, and he, you know, really liked him and thought it was going to go somewhere, and then he cheated on me.
Aww.
Yeah, so, you know, I just held that in for so long, but he's moved on. He got engaged. I'm actually married. I'm good. But I found out he got engaged to this girl. They were living together, and I sent a little, like, package to his place with like a love note with like cologne and boxer shorts. And I think that kind of caused them to break up.
Oh, so you made it seem like he had a side piece.
Yeah, and you know what? He probably did.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I wouldn't be surprised if he really did, honestly.
How long ago did this happen?
Like 5 years ago.
So 5 years ago, he moves in with a woman, and you send a gift to him at their new house together that you think broke them up.
Uh-huh.
That is
so
terrible.
So you basically were the fake affair that he wasn't having.
Yeah, but I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
He was,
shady.
What did you...
I probably did her a favor in the long run.
Seriously. Girl, yes. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
What? Come on, Kelly. You don't even know these people. So
you're still punishing him all these years later.
And I am again, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a new girlfriend and moved in with her, and I just sent that package yesterday.
This is a different kind of crazy than I have ever heard about.
All right. Cassie,
this is so crazy.
Maybe you should do other things like move on and get on Match.com and find yourself a boyfriend and get a cat.
No, I'm married. I'm good.
You're married?
Yeah, she said that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I missed that. How?
She's totally moved on. She just keeps punishing him for what happened 12 years ago.
I feel like I need to help these people and not make him cheat anymore.
That went a little too crazy for me. I'm crazy, but I don't know if you're really over it if you're still doing that to him.
You're definitely not over it.
So just curious, Cassie, what did you send this latest time?
Oh, the same thing. More boxes and cologne.
Really?
That is an intimate gift.
And what does the note say?
It says just like, you know, happy holidays, love, Nicole.
So you put a fake name and everything.
Oh,
that
my gosh. That is crazy.
Okay, listen, I'm not endorsing this, but you know what you could do to take it to a next level of crazy?
You're not.
What?
Just go into, like, his Instagram account or his Facebook and find out the latest attractive woman that he sent a friend, that he friended.
You're this kind of crazy.
And then send it from her name because now, what's every girl going to do when she sees that happen? She's going to go through his Instagram, try finding Nicole.
I got a more savage one.
Oh, what is it?
Stalk him, see if his new girlfriend has a sister, and then sign the note from his sister.
Oh!
Her sister.
Jen,
don't do that.
Dude, what are you guys doing?
Jen, what's your idea?
Who are you people?
Come on.
Seriously.
Do you have an idea?
No.
All right, well, think about it, and maybe you'll get one.
Oh, Cassie.
Happy holidays, Cassie. Love, James.
Thank you.
What's your husband's name?
John.
What is your mailing address?
You going to send me something nice?
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.